This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Don't you know that you're a grown-up? No games, no puns. Not allowed if you're a grown-up.
Hello and welcome back to the Gen X Grown-Up Backtrack Podcast, the podcast in between our regular episodes where we talk about things that we remember fondly from our years growing up in the 70s and the 80s. I am John. With me as always is Mo.
Hey, everybody.
And George is here as well.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It is going well. Hey, so on these Backtrack episodes, you guys know, we have already talked about things like games we've played and toys we enjoyed. But another key like pillar of the Gen X grown-up building is technology. Mm-hmm. The tech thing that kind of came to mind that we want to talk about this time is remembering back to rotary phones.
Wow.
Yeah.
So thanks you guys for dialing in for this episode.
Hey, speaking of dialing in.
That's right. All right. So hands up, who remembers rotary phones? All of us.
All of us.
Can you hear my hand up?
I'm just thinking about that whole term, like dialing in.
Yeah.
Right?
That used to mean something.
Right.
That meant dialing.
Dialing.
There was a dial. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't dial numbers anymore. You punch numbers.
Right. You know, that's true. I guess, especially people today, they pick up their cell phone, they press dial. They don't understand. If they're younger, they don't understand what the word dial even means to that phone.
Right.
There's a whole lexicon, right? The logo of like the old Ma Bell phone is still like the logo for phones, although no one has a phone shaped like that.
Right. Right. Unless you're a hipster.
Right? Unless you're a hipster that has a Bluetooth one.
A Bluetooth one, right.
Or, you know, the terminology of dial, like you said, you know, nobody dials anything anymore unless it's the volume knob in there on their car stereo. And that's digital.
Yeah.
Right.
Take us back then, George, before the world of touch tone, which is a new technology beyond rotary. Explain to someone listening who has never seen or used a rotary phone. What's a rotary phone? And why are we talking about it?
I guess then the best way I can describe it is you had this giant squarish rectangle, usually really pretty color, something along the lines of avocado or black
beige.
Or maybe pink if your mother had bought the phone, I guess.
Sometimes beige.
Yep, beige.
Sometimes beige, yeah. On it, they would have like this circular dial that had holes in it, and those holes lined up with numbers along the face of the phone. You would put your finger in whichever hole for the number that you wanted, and you would spin it in a, if I remember right, it was clockwise direction.
Yep,
it was.
Until you hit this little metal guard, and then you would let go, and the dial would spin itself back to its original position. Then you would pick your next number, spin that till you hit the little guard, and it would
right.
and let go. And it, you would do that 7 times, or 10 if you were foolish enough to call long distance, which you had to pay for back then.
Yeah.
The dial returning to its home, that was actually the dial.
Right.
Yes.
That was what was sending the pulse.
Right.
It wasn't you dialing it. The dialing was actually releasing the number, and the number of clicks it sent was the number of the number it was generating.
And there was no fast dialing.
No.
You had to dial at the pace of the dial. You had no choice.
Right. Speed dial? No such thing.
No such thing as speed dial. Yeah.
And you talk about the beautiful beige or avocado phone. Something I remember certainly all of my phones. By the way, you have one phone.
Yeah. Yes.
It's central to the house. It's probably like in the living room, dining room area. And mine was bolted to the wall.
Yep, so was mine.
And we had the luxurious, like, 10-foot cord. Those coiled cords could knot themselves like headphones never could.
Worse
your
than
headphones
worse
could
than
dream
lights.
Of being knotted.
Yeah, say worse than Christmas lights.
Oh, my God.
Lights.
Yeah, worse than headphones. Worse than Christmas lights. Those things could get tangled and knotted and just... Oh, it never looked like they did when they came out of the box. You would stretch that thing to whatever part of the house you needed, you know, 10 or so foot away. You get an extra, you could pull a little harder and get an extra foot if you're trying to sit down. That was before affordable or reliable wireless technology.
No
wireless phone.
I still remember for my grandmother for Christmas one year, we bought her a cordless phone for her wall. So there was no cord attaching it.
And it had an antenna, didn't it?
Yeah, it had a big antenna on it. It lasted about a week because she basically kept losing the phone. And she got pissed off. She's like, yo, the old phone, I always knew exactly where it was.
Yeah. We should have just tied it to her chair.
Yeah, so we wound up putting an old phone back, and she was happy. How many times did your finger slip on the last number?
Oh!
I have to start over.
You had to start all over again.
Oh, God, I hated that.
That kind of goes into the next thing I was going to mention about it, is that something you take for granted now is that rotary phones took time to dial.
Right. Right.
I mean, now you just kind of like, boop, 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 you know, you dial somebody, if you dial at all, it's probably from memory, or you say, you know, you tell your Google phone to call somebody and they just do it. If somebody had a bunch of eights and nines in their number, I had to think twice about whether I wanted to give the time to call them.
Like, oh,
you know what the
it?
Worst part was for me? Regular radio stations would do contests.
Yeah.
And they would give away tickets to concerts or, you know, a record or something. That just
Absolutely.
You know, you had to be the fifth caller or the ninth caller.
Oh, you had to dial over and over.
Yeah. And if you, and that rotary phone, that was an art to be able to figure out how to just get those six numbers and that seventh one at just the right time. I never could. I was terrible at it.
I forgot about that. Yeah, you could dial the first six and you're like, okay, anybody else want to talk to him? All right, I'm just going to talk to him. And you dial the last number. Right, you had like a pause before you finally committed to the call.
Yep. There's one other thing I'm thinking that, you know, because with the old phones and new phones that they don't have anymore, busy signals.
Oh,
busy
right.
signals.
Yep, busy
signals. Oh, that's
signals.
Right. That's right. Yep.
You call that's somebody right. and it's busy, you had to wait and call them later.
Oh, and it wasn't just like
how I
call
missed
them back
that.
Right away because you knew it was going to be a while.
Yeah.
How I missed that. Back then it meant, Mo, if you try to call me and I'm busy, it's up to you to get back to me.
Right.
You don't just say, hey, it's Mo, call me back. Well, now you're putting it on me. And I didn't want to talk to you in the first place. But with a busy signal, it was up to you to go, if you want to talk to me, you try again. That's right. Now you put the responsibility on the recipient who didn't want to talk to you. I mean, I'm not saying they want to talk to you, but they're not initiating the conversation, but you're putting the task on them to call you back, right?
There's no call waiting back then. Well, I guess was call waiting.
They added that later.
Yeah,
was that during the rotary phone era?
Call waiting kind of came around the era of touch tone.
Yeah,
I think,
because
there were star codes. Yeah, star
69.
It was a verb. I'm gonna star 69. You pervert. Stop breathing in the phone.
Right. Did a lot of people say that to you, John? Was there a problem that we don't know about?
No, I'm just a hypothetical.
Oh yeah.
Let me tell you guys about this. Happened to me actually, not pretty recently. You know, I had one of these new modern phones, right? I upgraded, so I had the replacement. I went to the Apple store, and they just gave me a new phone because I was just going to transfer it when I got home. On the way home, I was like, oh, I should call my daughter, see if she needs something from the store. And I couldn't remember her phone number. Because it wasn't programmed in my phone anymore. I'm thinking about that, and I was like, I still remember the phone number for my first home house phone. I remember my two best friends' phone numbers. I remember my grandmother's phone number.
There's a whole lobe of my brain that is atrophied because there was a time when I used that lobe of my brain to remember dozens of phone numbers. I knew all my best friends. I knew how to call the school. I knew how to call movie phone. I knew how to call time and temp.
I had all these different numbers. My mom's work. I mean,
that's right.
You just knew them.
Yep.
Whose number do you still know? There was a time when you had to remember all that stuff.
That was kind of a rite of passage as well. Like when you were growing up and your parents would start to allow you to go somewhere without them. You had to.
Yep.
They had to make you remember and memorize your home telephone number in case somebody grabbed you or you got lost.
Yeah, you got to make sure you know your address, your phone number. Yeah, stuff like that. Now it's just like, take your phone. I'll track you, punk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and it was like, I still remember just the idea that, you know, certain numbers, and I had a friend's number, now this is going into touchtone, but I was easy to remember his number by, because I remember where the buttons were placed.
The pattern.
Yeah, the pattern.
Right,
he was a pattern. I remember, there was a guy, I wasn't great friends with him, but he lives just up the street from me, so we were friends by convenience, because we live kind of a rural area, and he is actually walking distance. And I still remember his phone number, because it was so easy to dial on a rotary phone. Because the last four digits were 1221.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
wow.
That's like a dream number for rotary. It's like, I could call you in my sleep. Done. Oh, wait. You talked about the busy signal. Dial tone.
Yeah. That's true. Right? Dial tone.
You had this.
There was another sound
one.
You had to hear that said, okay, it's ready for you to call now. If you didn't hear the dial tone, that meant that something was wrong with your phone or somebody else was already on it or something. So
That was a different sound. If you picked up a phone and you had a second phone in your house and somebody was already on it, that was a whole different sound that you heard. Get off the phone!
And so folks that only have grown up knowing cordless or especially cellular phones now, I mean, it's unthinkable, but there was a time when you couldn't just call somebody and reach them any time of the day, anywhere.
No.
You could only reach them if they were at their house.
Yeah.
If you try to call me and I'm not literally sitting in my house, an earshot of my phone, you just got to wait and talk to me later.
Yeah.
That's unthinkable now. Everyone is immediately reachable now.
Yeah, because the whole thing back then was, what time do you get home?
When are the good times to call you?
Yeah.
Now the question, instead of when you get home, now the question is, which number do you have on you at all times?
Yeah, yeah. What's the one that I can always reach you
at? Like you're filling out an application or signing up for something, which number can I always reach you at? And I hate that.
What you brought up earlier, John, about how you kind of put the onus on the other person now, whereas before it was on you.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, if I wanted to go to a friend's house after school, I had to call my dad at his job. If I couldn't reach him, I called my mom at her job. If I couldn't reach him, I tried to call someone at home. And if I couldn't reach anybody, I had to go home.
You couldn't go.
I couldn't go. Right? Yeah. And it was on me to try to get in contact with them.
You either knew all those numbers, or I know what we had is we had a dog-eared, taped-up piece of paper above the phone that had a million numbers of people you might or might not need to reach at any given time.
That's right. It was like your own personal phone book, which, by the way, that's another thing from that era, right? A phone book. I mean, I know they still...
Phone books. Oh, that's right.
You know, every now and then you get one in front of your door, and you're like, who the heck needs a phone book anymore? Right?
Yeah, that's right. I take offense. That's like, now I'm responsible for throwing this away.
Right.
I don't know if you've looked at one recently, but do you know they still advertise in a phone book?
That's crazy.
Let me tell you,
they have a great sales team.
Yeah,
right. They must.
How do you convince somebody to advertise in the phone book?
That's
today?
Just nuts.
Now, in the day, people were knocking, they were beating down the phone book's door to advertise.
Oh, yeah, that was the place. And, you know, I remember people would do things like they call themselves AAA locksmith because they'd be first in the phone book.
Right. That's right, AAA. First in the phone book. Absolutely.
That's where those names came from.
Makes no difference. It's be like, you know, investing in milk delivery these days or ice truck.
Or ice
truck. You know, it's like, we just don't need those anymore.
Well, because, you know, the phone books, just like the phone, it was a permanent fixture in your house. It was something that you had to have, and you didn't throw it away. You kept it. You know, it wasn't like a newspaper that you kept for a week and then you threw it out when you got the next one. No, it was there for a year before they came out with a new one.
Permanent advertising.
The number you have reached, 323, is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
Now, you know, rotary phones, they weren't just in your home. There was a whole nother subculture of technology around rotary phones that was entitled the phone booth.
Phone booths?
Yeah. Remember those?
I can't remember the last time I saw one.
Gosh, it's been a while.
They were a huge part of the iconic culture of America. I mean, they even made it into comic books with Superman, right?
Yeah.
That's where Superman turns into Superman, right? Yeah, now those are all but gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pretty much are. I mean, one of the things that I remember from my childhood, we would go on trips. Some of the times it was just me and my mother. Most of the time my father would go, but occasionally it would just be me and my mother for like a Christmas trip. And one of the things that her and I were just talking about, she used to on purpose stop at Cracker Barrel restaurants because Cracker Barrel restaurants, they had food, they had snacks that you could buy, and they had a phone booth inside where she could sit down comfortably and feel safe so that she could call back dad and say, hey, we're in Tennessee right now, or we're in Georgia. Back then it was, can I find a phone somewhere that I can reach out to my loved ones and let them know where I'm at?
You know, I've also think, like, back in the day when we had regular rotary phones, the big things, you know, looking at Star Trek with the communicators.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
I remember thinking those things were like, just so far. They were like flying car kind of technology. You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, that's, oh, wow, we'd be able to carry something with us wherever we go, and people would be able to talk to us, and we could talk to anybody we want to in the world, and da-da-da-da.
Never happened.
Never happened.
Never happened.
Yeah, you can now shoot and edit Star Trek with the phone you've got in your pocket.
Right.
Rotary phones were just something that, it's something you're never going to go back to. There's so many parts about it, things that we've touched on. You know, they have to remember numbers, and it takes time to dial, and there's special sounds, and And on the culture that it impacted, like you said, how if someone wasn't there, you had to call back. Or if they're busy, it was up to you.
Right.
Or the fact that you had independence. It's a sign that technology is more than just the tech. It's how it impacts how we think and how we live on a daily basis.
I know this was just one topic, but if there's anything that we can put some links in, we'll put it down in the show notes down below.
Since you're still with us, I assume you like the show, so be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast aggregator, you know, whether it's Pocket Cast, Google Play, or iTunes.
Yeah, speaking of iTunes, if you use iTunes, or even if you don't, please fire up iTunes, find Gen X Grown Up, and give us a 5-star review, and give us a little bit of a text review, too. The more people that comment on the show, the more it helps other people find us. And if you're listening to this, please tell a friend who doesn't know about Gen X Grown Up or our podcast. If they're your friend, they probably like the things that you like. They might enjoy it too. Grab their phone out of their hand, subscribe to us, and say, listen.
I think they should also tell a stranger.
Friends, strangers, anyone on the street, grab their phone. Good advice. Solid advice.
Don't forget to send us an email at podcast@genxgrownup.com. A lot of the ideas that we have are not necessarily our own. A lot of them are coming from the listeners who are out there listening to the podcast and sending us emails. So podcast@genxgrownup.com.
Yeah, we love to hear from you.
Absolutely. And also, hey, don't forget to visit us on YouTube or on our site at genxgrownup.com.
All right, guys. It has been a lot of fun as always.
Oh, yeah. This
Thanks
was
for
great.
Dialing in.
I'm going to see if I can find an app for my cell phone that has a rotary dial. I'm sure there's
20
of them out there.
I'm sure you can.
Yep.
All right, guys, we will be back in 2 weeks with another Backtrack, and next week with another full episode of our podcast. I will see you all then.
All right. Bye, everybody.
See you guys later. No life, no fun. Don't you know that you're a grown up? No games, no puns. Basically, life sucks as a grown up. This has been a production of the GWW Radio Network. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Also, check out Geeks Worldwide at thegww.com for all the latest news, reviews, and opinions on video games, comics, movies, TV, cosplay, and more. Geeks Assemble!
Well, hey, podcast listener, my name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show, wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.